In the final week of The Apprentice, the candidates must make a television commercial advertising Sir Alan Sugar. How will they fare on the most arduous task in the series? Who will be in the final firing line?
Yar, me auntie. I'll put some adventure back into your breakfast with my tasty treasure flakes.
They're full of fruit and whole grain goodness.
This is total absolute pants beyond my comprehension.
Full of this, the pirate makes, so help yourself some treasure flakes.
Absolute garbage. A total mess. Listen, don't you lot get it? You totally missed your target audience. The whole thing sucks.
Well, I think you started out targeting women.
Yeah.
Do you think that appeals to a woman?
Yes.
Do I get the feeling that you didn't like this task? Was it too tough for you?
Yes.
Too challenging?
Yes.
Yeah. Elton John, from what I've heard from Nick, you're a bit of a bulldozer. You've bulldozed this pants idea onto this team.
Yes.
No.
Your mind seems like concrete to me, like thoroughly mixed but set in its ways. Elton John?
Yes.
I don't see him being able to lead a team of people. He just kind of crumbles and everyone else has got to try and help him along the way, which then puts you in the firing line if you do bother to help him.
This is ridiculous. It wasn't fun getting up in the drag and everything like that, but I was just doing it for the sake of it, and the costumes were getting more and more ridiculous.
Those are the signs of a desperate man.
Stop talking to Elton John like he's a second-class citizen, OK?
I don't mean
to. Do you understand? Do you understand me?
Yes.
Yeah. You talk to me and get your points over to me. Don't talk to Elton John in that manner. Am I clear?
Yes. Yeah.
You find another way to express yourself. Deborah, keep your ass out of it. What on earth went wrong in this task? Silence.
No.
I didn't want you to read out half the Magna Carta to me. You're all looking at me, dumbfounded. Anybody got to say anything about that? Did you understand that, what it was about?
I came up with the concept. It was up to you guys to go and do the research. Why weren't you overseeing exactly. it?
But, and that's fine.
This is not a psychiatric ward, This is a business situation.
It's fine.
Elton John, we know you're strong as an ox, right? I believe that. I believe you're a very hard worker. You should be proud of yourself. You were the focal point of attention. You've received lots of compliments from everybody. If I have to be honest, all desperate to work for me. All of my people felt you were a little bit robotic. In business, I've never yet met a person that is robotic, that is successful. I've made my decision, and I know that Candle in the Wind is going to be successful in the future. But it's completely alien to my organisation, really. You know, we've had our run-ins in this boardroom. It's been a difficult decision, and I take the last 6 weeks into account. Yes, you've made us all laugh here, but I'm not looking for a court jester, as you know. Elton John, I cannot put up with someone with a mouth like yours. I certainly don't like the way that I've been told you speak to people as if you're something special. Because trust me, love, you're not something special. Your bravado and attitude ain't gonna fit in my organisation. You're fired.
No.
Have you finished? Elton John, never, ever, ever underestimate me, because you will be making a fatal error. I've got a shotgun in my hand. Off you go. Firing on all cylinders.
One job, 12 candidates, and now one dead. Sir Alan has made his final decision. Until the next edition of The Apprentice.
You lot, I can assure you, are as easy to play as bongo drums. Everybody, you're all doing a private recital.
This has been Sir Alan Sugar versus Sir Elton John. Edited and compiled by Channel 107. Including clips from Sir Alan Gibberish, made by Axe Productions.
Good, very well done.